Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West, and day 5 coming at you live from beautiful New York City. My last recipe for our week is my Untamed Chili Verde. What we're going to need very carefully is a medium sauce pot, preferably a non-stick one, because this is a lot of serious cooking and scraping, but it's so worth it. We're going to need 2 poblano chilies and 3 tomatillos that we're going to clean, peel, and cut into quarters. We're going to let that saute down with 2 tablespoons of Rosenthal olive ranches, roasted garlic arbasana olive oil. And it's really just a garlic arbasana, but when it starts to cook, it'll start to roast, and trust me, it's delicious. We're also going to put 1 jalapeno, 1 Spanish onion that we're going to dice small. We're going to mix all of this together, very, very important. 2 Roma tomatoes that we're going to dice small as well. Let it all mix together. And we're going to put 1 clove of garlic. I have on my recipe 3 cloves because I love a lot of garlic. But for the average person, a lot of garlic just may be too much. So I do have 3 cloves on the recipe. However, I recommend 1 if you're not a big garlic fan. I'm going to let all this cook together. And I like this to get nice and brown because chili verde, realistically, even though it is a green sauce, it almost has more of a look of a brown sauce. I'm going to add 2 cups of beef stock and 1 cup of Full Circle Brewery's Clusterfuggle beer. Now, what I love about the Clusterfuggle, it's very creamy. And whenever we're doing something like a chili verde, I want to have a nice creamy consistency to the sauce because a creamy consistency is better than a grainy or a gritty consistency. What I let this do is to reduce down by half, and then I put it all into a blender. I pulse it on high until I get a nice sauce. Now, you can add this to a pork chop if you're looking for that pork and chili verde mixture. And it's healthier, too, because we don't want to fry a bunch of meat and then just put it into this sauce. This is a really good sauce. It's very healthy. So therefore, we don't need to go and kill it with a whole bunch of impure things like a bunch of butter, a bunch of oil. Even the oil we're using is just a nice olive oil, and it's arbasana, which means that it's very pure, and it's very pure for your digestive system and for your body. This is such a unique chili verde. It could go on steaks. It could go on fish. It can do any and everything that you could possibly desire with it. A little bit of salt and pepper to taste. But I don't recommend much. This is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.